Lord, we thank you again for our opportunity to study the Bible today.
主啊，我们非常感恩，我们今天有这样一个机会再次学习圣经。
And we pray that we might learn from these truths, Lord.
我们祷告，我们应该可以从这里学到真理，主啊。
This book tells us a lot about the Thessalonians, tells us a lot about the preachers Paul and Silas and Timothy.
这本书信呢告诉我们关于很多的帖撒罗尼迦的人，也是那些传道的使徒保罗、希拉和提摩太他们的事。
And so, Lord, we would like to be like them, and we pray that you will help us be like them.
主要我们想要像他们一样，我们祷告是您来帮助我们像他们一样。
So we just commit ourselves to you now. We give thanks for the Lord Jesus Christ and the Spirit of God.
我们将我们交在您的手里，我们为主耶稣基督和神的圣灵献上感恩。
And we pray that they will teach us.
我们祷告他们来教导我们。
And we ask this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
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 Very good. Well, welcome again to all. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2.
欢迎所有的人，我们帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章。
And you may tell me if you will, did we start in verse 1 last week or did we not get into verse 1? I always have trouble remembering where we left off.
你们大家有人做笔记的话来告诉他我们上个星期停在哪里，我们是第一节学了还是没学，他有时候记不住。
Question?
也没问题。
All right, I'm going to assume then that we didn't say much about the second chapter, so let's start in verse 1.
他认为呢，我们应该没有开始第二章，我们从第一节开始。
Paul says this to the Thessalonians. He says, you know, brothers, that our visit to you was not a failure.
第一节说，弟兄们，你们自己原晓得我们进到你们那里并不是突然的。
Now, very often, a visit to another country or to another person or for another reason is a failure.
非常经常这发生，你去访问一个国家或者去访问一个人或者去访问一个原因的时候呢，你都是突然的。
Many years ago, my boss told me, I've got a special job for you.
很多年前他的老板跟他说，我有一个特别的工作要给你。
He said, we have invented a new product, and we want you to go to Europe,And we want you to prepare a market for our product so that when we go into full-scale production, you will have developed a market for what it is we're selling.
那我们发明了一个新产品，我们要把你派到欧洲去，在欧洲呢，你要开拓那个市场。当我们的那个产品开始生产的时候呢，我希望你那个市场可以是销售的出去了。
I said, well, that sounds very exciting. I would like to do that job.
我说听起来太令人兴奋了，我想要去做那样的事儿。
So at great expense, I moved from Vancouver to Frankfurt in Germany.
因为花了很多钱，他从温哥华搬到了德国的法兰克福。
And I started to travel all over Europe to prepare a market for this product.
然后他在整个欧洲旅行，然后呢，准备这个市场销售。
And after a little more than a year, I came home.
因为这在一年多以后呢，他回到家里。
For a number of reasons,The whole project was a complete failure.
因为从那个几个原因来看，这整个的这个项目呢，就完全失败了。
About the only benefit to come out of the project was that my company sent me to Europe to travel all over Europe at their expense.
因为唯一的一个好处呢，就是他的公司呢花钱让他在欧洲所有的地方旅行。
They paid all the money. I played the role of a tourist for over a year, but the project was a failure.
因为他呢，公司付了所有的钱，但是呢，他所作为一个旅行者，在整个一年的时间。都在欧洲旅游，但整个产品就是完全失败了。
Now, since then, I've traveled a great deal, and I've traveled to many places, both here in Canada and around the world, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ.
因为实际上他也是经常旅行，在加拿大，在欧洲，在整个世界各地，他的旅行是传我们主耶稣基督的道。
And I've never had a failure yet.
到目前为止呢，从来没有失败过。
You don't fail when you're serving the Lord Jesus.
因为你服侍主，你绝对永远不会失败。
So Paul says to the Thessalonians, listen, when we came to you, it wasn't a failure.
因为使徒保罗跟他们说呢，我到你们这里来呢，并不是突然。
Matter of fact, it was exactly the opposite.Of a failure. Our coming to you was most successful from the perspective of the work of God.
实际上呢，他讲的跟这个失败呢是完完全全相反的。他们保罗来呢，他做神的工呢是极其成功的。
And then he goes on to tell them why it wasn't a failure.
因为他接着说呢，为什么不是突然的。
He said, we had previously suffered and been insulted in Philippi, as you know. But with the help of our God, we dared to tell you his gospel in spite of strong opposition.
第二节说我们从前在腓立比被害受辱，这是你们知道的。然而这还是靠我们的神放开胆量，在大征战中把神的福音传给你们了。
So he says, one of the reasons it wasn't a failure is that in spite of all the problems we had in Philippi, we decided to come to you to continue to preach the good news of Jesus Christ.
但是其中一个原因，他们不是突然的，就是尽管他们在腓立比碰到的各种难处、各种困难，他们仍然来到帖撒罗尼迦，把神的福音传给了他们。
You can imagine when Paul and Silas got out of prison in Philippi that they might have said, you know what? I think we should go home now.
你可以想象一下，如果当时使徒保罗和希拉从监狱里出来的时候，他们可能会这么说，我们为什么不回家呢？现在。
They were beaten up terribly.
他们挨着打非常厉害。
They were thrown into prison in a most, how do you say it? They were thrown into prison in a most cruel fashion.
他们被投入监狱呢，是一个非常残酷的方式投进去的。
And in the middle of the night, with their backs bleeding, and in the stocks, they were praising God in spite of terrible circumstances.
在半夜的时候，尽管他们背上被打得流血，在这么痛苦的情况下，他们仍然在赞美神。
And I think if I had been then, when I got out of prison, I would be saying, thank you, Lord,For sparing me, I'm going home now.
因为他说如果是我的话，我从监狱里出来，我就会说，感谢主啊，您把我放了，我现在要回家休息一下。
But they said, no, no, no. We're going to keep on preaching this wonderful message. Maybe we'll get thrown into prison in Thessalonica too, but we're going to keep preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ.
因为他们并不是那么说，他说不不不，我要继续传神的福音，我要去提斯农家，尽管在提斯农家我们有可能被再次投入监狱，我们仍然要去传神的福音。
So do you admire them for that?
你尊重他们吗？
Great, wonderful man.
所以是一个伟大的奇妙的人。
So when they got to Thessalonica, instead of finding a very pleasant group to work with, they ran into strong opposition there too.
因为在他们到了提斯门尼家，他们并不是说去一个让他们很愉快的一个地方，而且是去了一个也是极其反对他们的一个地方。
And they said, "We're going to stay and keep telling these people about Jesus."
他说尽管他们反对我们仍然留下继续告诉他们我们的主耶稣基督。
Okay, and it's stories like this that thrill us. The reason that we love the Lord Jesus is because the truth of the gospel is far greater than any opposition that we might meet.
因为我们爱我们的主耶稣基督是因为这个圣经里的真理是远远大过超过所有反对我们的敌人。
And then he gives many reasons why, let me rephrase this. He gives us many reasons that were not part of his motivation. He'll tell you about the motivation later, but he's going to give many reasons that were not his motivation.
因为他在这里呢谈到了很多那些当初不是他来的那个动机，他后面解释这个动机是什么。
He says in verse 3, "The appeal we make to you does not spring from error or impure motives, nor are we trying to trick you."
第三节说，我们的劝勉不是出于错误，不是出于污秽，也不是出于诡诈。
Sometimes somebody comes to you with an offer, with a suggestion, and you say to yourself, "I wonder what is behind this. Is he trying to make more money? Is he trying to promote himself? What is he trying to do?"
因为有些呢，有的时候有些人他来到你，他跟你提出一些建议，你就听了他这个建议以后，你就说怪不得他来呀，他来跟我讲这些事，他可能是想赚更多的钱从我身上，可能想出一种其他的动机，出一种不好的想占我便宜的，所以他这就是为什么他来的动机。
Many years ago I wanted to buy a car.
很多年前呢，我想买一辆车。
This was a car advertised in very good condition.
这个车呢，它广告的时候呢，说这个车是一个非常好的状况，车况。
It was an older car, but it looked great. It was in good condition, and I thought maybe this could be a good car, but it said it only had 15,000 miles.On the odometer.
也是一个非常旧的车，但是呢它看起来那个状况啊，车况很好。它做广告呢也说它很好，因为那个公里数呢只有15,000公里。
I checked the car. It would cost more than an ordinary car of that age, but for for 15,000 kilometers, I thought it was a good car.
因为这个车呢，它比同厂那个年纪的车呢要贵很多，但是呢，对于一个只有15,000公里的车来说呢，应该是很值得的。他认为是一个很好的车。
As I looked at the car, I noticed that the brake pedal was significantly worn.
当他呢，看那辆车的时候，他看见那个刹车板上呢。已经被磨得很磨平了。
I said, "You wouldn't wear out a brake pedal in 15,000 miles. There's something wrong. This man's not telling me the truth."
所以我认为呢，如果只开了一万五千公里，这个刹车板不会磨成这个样子，因为这个人没有告诉他真实情况。
So I asked the man and I said, look at that brake pedal. I said, that's not normal wear and tear after 15,000 miles.
所以我跟那个有的说，我说你看看这个刹车板，这个刹车板踏板上，如果是一万五千公里，不会磨成这个样子。
So he looked back to me and he said to me, yep, that's 15,000 miles. He said, would I lie to you?
因为他就那个妇女就跟他说呢，这是只开了一万五千公里，你认为我对你说谎了吗？
And I thought to myself, obviously he is lying to me. Of course he'd lie to me.
我自己想，我说当然了，他当然撒谎了。
So I drove away and I never did buy the car, for which I'm truly thankful.
因为他非常感恩的是，他就马上开车离开了，没有买那辆车。
All right, now the first thing is, Paul says, the appeal we make does not come from error or deceit. Paul is not lying about the gospel.
因为第一件事保罗说的，我们的劝勉不是出于错，不是出于误会，也不是出于诡诈，他不是来撒谎用说
The proof that he's not lying about the gospel is that he didn't go home after Philippi.
因为证明他并没有对这个福音撒谎的话，是在他之前你说的并没有去回家。
Now the next item is, he says, we did not make our appeal on the basis of impure motives.
另一个呢，他说呢，他不是出于污秽的动机来。
Many people in religion try to get other people to follow them. And sometimes their motives are so bad that they actually do things for impure motives.
有很多宗教，他们尝试着让别人来跟随他们，聘顺服他们。实际上呢，他们在很多时候，他们的出于他们的动机是非常污秽的。
Very often in history, religious leaders had many wives.
因为呢，非常在历史上呢，那些宗教领导人呢，他们有很多妻子。
And their religion was not for the good of the people at all. It was an opportunity for them to gain control over other people, men or women, in order to use them for themselves.
他们的宗教呢，实际上不是说为了很多大家的益处，只是为了他们自己的益处。他们可以控制那些男人、女人，然后让他们为他们自己所用。
Now Paul says there are many reasons why we were successful when we came to you. You received the word of God the right way, but the other side is we were presenting it to you.In a good and a truthful way.
因为实际上保罗说呢，你们到我到你们这里来很成功的原因，就是说我们把福音带给你们是一个非常奇妙的方式，也是一个非常真实的一个非常纯净的动机带给你们的。
He says, nor are we trying to trick you.
他说呢，也不用诡诈来欺骗你们。
And the root.Of that word trick is actually fish bait.
实际上这个 trick 啊，就是这个诡诈。在英文里，它的那个词源呢，就是那个鱼饵。
How do you catch a fish?
怎么去钓鱼呢？
Well, one of the ways you would catch a fish is you take a little worm and you put the worm on the end of a hook. And then you put theWorm in the water, and you say, here, fishy, fishy, you come and eat this lovely worm.
那一种方式呢，你是找一个蚯蚓，然后把它挂在鱼钩上，然后扔到海里，你说鱼啊鱼啊，快来吃这个很好吃的东西。
So the worm comes, the fish comes to get the worm, and the fish doesn't get the worm. The fish gets caught, and the fisherman catches the fish.
那个鱼就来了，鱼来了，它吃的并不是蚯蚓，而是被钓起来了。然后那个钓鱼的人呢，就抓到了一条鱼。
Now it's very interesting in the Bible that you will find that men who get caught, women who get caught, we are likened to fish.
因为在圣经里也是非常有趣的，当我们的男人女人被抓来的时候呢，我们喜欢这个。
How did the fisherman catch the fish in the Bible?
因为在圣经里那些渔民怎么样去抓鱼呢？
With a net.
用一个网。
They didn't use a trick. They didn't use fish bait.
他们不用这种。
With a net.
他们不用钩，也不用这种饵，他们就是用一个网。
Paul says, when I came to you in Thessalonica, we didn't come with a trick. We came and told you the truth of God. No tricks.
于使徒保罗说呢，我们来到提斯东家给你们传神的真理的时候呢，并没有这种诡诈，我们告诉你的是整个神的真理。
We have a little saying in English and it goes like this.What you see is what you get.
我们在英语里有一句话，就是你看见什么，你就会得到什么。
And when you trust the Lord Jesus as your Savior, you'll find there's no tricks. He's exactly what he said he was going to be, only better.
因为你来到主耶稣基督面前，你就发现没有任何的诡计，说的都是全是那样的，甚至比你说的还好。
And so Paul says the reason why we were successful was that we didn't use any deceit. We didn't use any impure motive. We didn't use any tricks. All we wanted to do was tell you the truth and all the wonderful truth.
于是保罗说我们为什么成功呢？我们来自不是出于错误，也不是出于污秽，也没有用诡计，这不是所有的动机。我们来只是告诉你们所有的奇妙的神的真理。
So he says in verse 4, on the contrary, we speak as men approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel.
第四节接着说呢，但神既然验证了我们，把福音托付给我们，我们就照样讲。
He said, I'm just going to tell you the truth because I serve God and God always only tells you the truth.
他告诉你们，他们呢就我就服侍神，神呢永远只是告诉真理。
So when I went to Europe to develop this market, everything was fine until the price of our raw materials went way up.
因为当时他去欧洲呢发展这个项目的时候呢，所有的事情看起来都没事，直到他们的那个原材料价格就飞了上去。
And so I thought, what can I do to develop the market? I've got to tell them what the price is going to be.But the price is getting to be very high.
因为我要去发展这个市场的话呢，我要跟他们讲什么？我要告诉他们这个产品的价格，但这个产品的价格会变得非常的高。
So I said to them, our product is really good, and you will like it. It's just that it costs a lot.
我就跟他们说，我们的产品非常好，你会喜欢，但是就是很贵。
And I told the market why it cost a lot.
然后我就跟他们讲为什么这么贵。
And they said, well, if that's the case, it's costing a lot today, but it's probably going to cost even more tomorrow.
因为他们说呢，如果有这么贵的话呢，今天都这么贵，那明天可能会更贵。
And I think after the, time that I'd been away, I think the price of the product had gone from a base to about three times that base.
一直到六零年代刚开始他去发展这个市场的时候呢，那个原材料从那个时候的价格到现在已经涨了三倍。
And so our potential customer said to me, Harold, you're a very nice man, and we like you very much. We can't afford your product. Goodbye.
所以他的潜在客户跟他说呢， Harold, 你是个很好的人，我们非常喜欢你，但是我们买不起你的产品，拜拜。
Now, Paul says, when I came to you, I told you the truth, and that's why there was great blessing.Verse 4 again, we speak as men approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel. We're not trying to please men. We're trying to please God who tests our hearts and your hearts.
实际上呢，使徒保罗说，我只是把神的真理传给你们，我就照样讲，不是要讨人喜欢。而是要讨论查验我们心的神喜欢。
Would you buy a used car from the Apostle Paul?
你会从那个保罗手里买一辆二手车吗？
Yeah, you would, wouldn't you?
你会的，是不是？
A friend of mine became a Christian, probably in his first year in university.
所以我们有一个朋友呢，在成为一个基督徒是在他上大学的第一年。
He was a very rich man from a very rich family. If I told you about his family, you'd say, oh yeah, I know them.
因为他是一个非常有钱的人，从一个非常有钱的家庭。如果我告诉你他的家庭，你说对，我知道这个家庭。
He had to sell his car.
他要卖他的车。
And so he advertised it.And some people came to look at it.
因为他做了广告，有些人过来看。
And he said to them, now, I want to sell this car. It's a good car, but I've got to tell you everything that's wrong with it.
因为他说，我要把这辆车卖给你，这是一辆好车，但是我要把车里面的所有的不好的东西告诉你。
They said, what? That's not the way you sell a used car.
他们说，为啥？怎么了？你不是以这种，没有人以这种方式来卖一个二手车。
He said, oh yes, this is a good car, but, over here, you can see some rust just beginning to come over here. That's going to be a problem.
有的人这是一辆好车，但是呢，这个地方开始生锈了，它会产生问题。
And then he went around the whole car and he showed them everything that was wrong with it.
然后他就围着整辆车转一圈，他把所有的不好的地方都告诉他们。
They said, I think this man is crazy, but we're going to buy the car.
他们说这个人可能是疯了，但是我还是要买这辆车。
Okay, was the man crazy?
这个人疯了吗？
Oh, he loved the Lord Jesus. That's why he did it.
没有，他爱主耶稣基督，这是为什么他这么做。
Okay, he wasn't there to please men. He wasn't there to make more money. He was there to please his God.
其实他在那里不是讨人喜欢，他是呢，去赚更多的钱，而是他要讨他神的喜悦。
He says in verse 5, you know, we never use flattery.
第五节他说，因为我们从来没用个谄媚的话。
Flattery is a strange word. I don't even know if we all know what it means.
那个谄媚是一个非常奇怪的词，我也不知道我们所有人都知道它真实的意思是什么。
Can you give a good word for flattery, a good explanation of flattery in Chinese, Roy?
I don't think so. 所以他问我们在这个谄媚在中文里是不是有一个很好的解释，一个很好的那个词的代替，我说我找不到 ，so I cannot find the word.
I think it's a lie, but in good words.
Yes, that's a good phrase. Lies in good words. Yeah.
用好的话说谎。
Some people who don't know me will come and say about me, "Oh, you are a very good man," or.You are, you get, all kinds of things are said when there are other reasons for it.
因为有些人呢，来到他面前呢，根本就不认识他。他说啊，你是个好人，你是个很好的人。所以那后面呢，其实有很多原因他这么说。
And again, I may have told you this story a while ago. I've been laughing about it for the last few years.
因为我要告诉大家一个事儿，再次告诉大家，但这些年呢，我一直在为这个事儿笑。
When I was in high school, I was the president of the largest club in the school.
你当时上高中的时候呢，他是那个高中里面最大的一个俱乐部的那个主席。
It was a Christian club.
就是那个基督徒的俱乐部。
And though it was the largest club in the school, it wasn't terribly popular with the really big shots in the school.
因为这尽管它是一个在那个学校里最大的一个俱乐部，但并不是说人们经常向他们欢呼的那样一个俱乐部。
We had a musical group in the school, and we put on a performance that was bigger than any other performance in the school.
因为这里有一个音乐的一个表演，他们呢在学校里做了一个比最大的，比任何的事情都大的一个音乐表演。
But it was a musical program, and music wasn't popular in our school.
但是那只是纯音乐，但是呢，当时的纯音乐在他们学校里并不流行。
Basketball was popular.
因为当时的那个打篮球是非常流行的。
Football was popular.
那个橄榄球也是非常流行的。
But music wasn't popular.
但是音乐并不是流行的。
So they had to say something about me in the yearbook.
因为在介绍的时候，他们必须跟他说一些什么，说说关于他自己，关于 Harvard 的。
And so they didn't really know what to say.
因为他们不知道该说什么。
So they said two things about me. Number one, they said that I was a very good student.
他们说了两件关于他的事儿。第一件说呢，他是 Harvard 是一个好的学生。
And the fact is that I wasn't a very good student. But they used flattering words.
因为事实上呢，我不是当时学校最好的学生。所以这个时候他们就用了一个谄媚的话来说。
Then they said that I was very good looking.
所以他们第二个人说他长得很帅。
And I went home and I looked in the mirror and I said, I think you've got the wrong guy.
所以我回到家里我照着镜子说，我说他们可能说错了人吧。
Flattery.
就是谄媚。
They didn't want to tell the truth.Because it would show that they didn't love Jesus, but we did. So they changed the subject and they used other words, flattery words, to avoid the truth.
因为他们不爱主，他们不想去说那样一个真的话，是我们爱主，我们要说真的话，所以他们选择了另外一些那些谄媚的话呢，去避免来讲真理，讲真话。
Now, Paul says, when Silas and Timothy and I came to you, we didn't use flattery. We simply told the truth, whether you wanted to hear it or not, whether you liked it or not, we told you the truth.
就是这本来说呢，我和希拉来的时候呢，我们仅仅是告诉你们真理，不管你们想听还是不想听，你们喜欢还是不喜欢。我们只告诉你们真理，我们不用谄媚的话。
If you respect a man like Paul, sure you would.
如果你尊重像那个使徒保罗这样的人，那当然是的。
He says, nor did we put on a mask to cover up greed.
因为他就说呢，我们也不说用一个用那个面具来掩盖我们的贪婪。
Many people get into the religion business in order to make lots of money.
很多人呢，他们来做宗教这门生意，就是为了赚更多的钱。
And some people can become very rich on religion.
有些人呢，可以变得非常有钱，因为他们从事宗教活动。
Other people say, I'm not in religion to be rich, but I am lazy, and it's easier to preach a sermon once or twice a week than it would be to have to go to work every day.
有些人呢，是我们，他说我来参加宗教活动呢，是因为我比较懒，我宁愿来到这个宗教活动或者一个星期呢，我就讲一两场道。这样呢，就比我在外面去工作赚钱要容易的多了。
And so because they were greedy or, greedy or lazy, they would preach and they would do this in order to cover up their greed.
因为实际上呢，他们呢是因为他们的贪心，他们的懒惰，所以呢，他们却想来到宗教里去做这样的事儿。做这件事呢，能隐藏他们的贪婪。
So Paul finishes off verse 5 saying, God is our witness.
于是都保罗在第五节结束的时候，这是神可以做见证的。
How would you know whether the man telling you the story is telling you the truth from his heart or not? You couldn't tell whether he was there because he was lazy.You couldn't tell whether he was there because he was greedy.
你怎么知道一个人他的内心的真实的想法呢？他在那里是因为懒惰吗？是因为贪心吗？
And so he says, God is our witness to that. I can't prove it to you any other way, but God knows I'm not greedy.
因为使徒保罗说我证明不了，但是神知道。我不能证明到底我是不是贪心，但是神能证明我不是贪心的。
And then he carries on his list of the things that he is not. In verse 6, he says, We're not looking for praise from men, not from you or anyone else.
因为在第六节他继续说呢，我们做基督徒是可以叫人尊重，却没有向你们会向别人求荣耀。
So he could have come to them pretending to be a hero and hoping that they would all end up saying, Oh, Paul, you are an outstanding man. Oh, you're a wonderful man. No, he says, that's not why I'm doing this.
其实这本来他可以完全来说假装说他是个英雄，然后那些人说哇，你是一个非常杰出的人，你是一个英雄，但是保罗说我并没有这么做，并没有这么说。
And he's not saying also, he's not saying, I'm doing this to get praise from somebody else.
他这里承认说呢，我做这些呢，并不是要别人来赞美我。
I heard a story a long time ago about my friend.
在很长一段时间的前，他听到一个他朋友的故事。
My friend said that his friend came to him one day,many years ago, and said, I want you to come to church with me on the Children's Day.
有一天呢，他那个朋友说，他的朋友跟他说呢，有一天我要你跟我一起来到教会参加那个儿童活动。
My friend said to him, No, I don't want to go.
因为我的朋友跟他的朋友说呢，我不想去，我不想跟你去。
Then he said to his friend, he said, why do you want me to go?
然后他跟他的朋友说呢，你为什么要我跟你一起去呢？
His friend said to him, well, to be honest, if I can bring you the people who've organized the meeting are going to give me a chocolate bar.
他说呢，坦率地说，如果你能跟我一起去呢，那个主持会议的人就给我一块巧克力。
My friend said, you get a chocolate bar if you bring me to church.
所以我的朋友说，你仅仅是因为得到一个巧克力而把我带到你的教会去吗？
He said, yeah, that's right.
但是这就是这样。
So my friend said to him, I've got a deal for you.
所以我的朋友跟他说呢，那我有一个好的生意。
His friend said, all right, what's the deal?
他的朋友说说那个生意是什么？
He said, if I go to church with you, I get half of the chocolate bar.
他说呢，如果我跟你一起去呢，那我要得一半的那个巧克力。
Okay, so do you know how the story ends?
你知道这个故事是怎么结局的吗？
The two of them went to church. The first guy stopped going to church. And the second guy got saved and lived happily ever after.
那第一个呢，他就去了教会。第二个呢，他没有信主。第二个呢，他信了主，他得救了。
Now that's how he got saved. That's not how the Thessalonians got saved. The Thessalonians got saved not because they were looking, not because Paul was looking for praise or money or anything else other than to please God.
实际上呢，当时呢，那个提斯门家人他们得救了。他们得救了呢，并不是说因为保罗来传道是为了得到他们的赞美，得到钱，所以呢，他仅仅是传神的道。
All right, and the seventh thing that Paul was not, verse 7 is, as apostles of Christ, we could have been a burden to you, but we weren't a burden to you.
Is it verse 7?
That's verse 7. As apostles, we could have been a burden to you.
In my translation, the verse didn't say that. Verse 7.
How do you like that? What's your verse say?
But we were gentle among you. Like among
yes, but before the we're gentle part, it says we could have been a burden to you. That's before the gentle part.
Verse 6, right?
Well, okay, maybe it is verse 6. I don't know. Anyway, read the part about gentle.
Okay. 所以他说第六章说却没有向你们会向别人求荣耀。
Just checking in the other translation here. Yes, all right. When we might have been a burden is verse 6. In some translations, in my translation, in my edition is verse 7. I believe the error is in my Bible.
Okay. 所以他说这个是在第六节，可能他那个圣经上是打错了。
All right. But verse 7 does say, we were gentle among you like a mother caring for her little children.
第七节说只在你们中间诚心温柔如同母亲乳养自己的孩子。
That is a beautiful picture.
这是一个很美的画面。
A good mother doesn't go around, being angry with her very little children.
一个好的那个妈妈呢很少对她那个小的孩子发脾气。
She says, my daughter is only 3 months old, and I'm not going to expect her to behave like a grown woman.
因为那个母亲说呢，我的女儿只有三个月大，我不希望，我并不指望她像一个成熟的女人那么去行为。
And so Paul says, I'm going to treat all the Thessalonians as very delightful little baby children. I'm going to encourage them and love them just like a mother does.
于是德保罗说呢，我要很温柔很怜悯的去对待这些提斯罗尼家的孩子，就像一个母亲去对待他那个小孩一样。
Now many of you understand this far more than I do.
所以你们中间很多人呢，可能比我更懂这一个。
Many years ago, I decided that we would have a special program for the very little children.
因为很多年前呢，我们决定呢，跟那些非常小的小孩儿，办一个特别的节目。
And so I put a program together and I told some mothers, I said, this is how we're going to treat your little children.
因为他当时呢把那个节目开始他跟那些妈妈们说的这是我们将会怎样对待你们这些小的孩子们。
And they looked me square in the eye and they said, Harold, you don't understand mothers or little children. We will look after our own children.
所以然后他说完了以后呢那些妈妈跟他说那 Harold, 你根本不了解母亲。也不了解这些小孩我们会自己照顾我们自己的孩子。
Now good for those mothers. They said, we know what is best for our children.
因为那些妈妈呢她是很好的对他们来说她这样说我更了解我的孩子。
Paul said, I'm going to treat you children, you as children as well. I'm going to treat you the same way as a mother would her little children, I will be very protective of you.
于是保罗说呢，好吧，我会像一个母亲那样去对待他自己的孩子那样去对待你们这些天主男家的人，我会非常好的去保护你们。
He said, verse 8, we loved you so much that we were delighted to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our lives as well.
实际上他说呢第八节说我们既是这样爱你们不但愿意将神的福音给你们连自己的性命也愿意给你们。
Now that's the way the mother cares for the little children.
这就是那个母亲照顾小孩的方式。
And a mother's love for her little children is such that she would rather die than let her little children be, put in jeopardy.
因为这些母亲呢她宁愿自己死也不想让自己的孩子处在危险的境地。
Paul says, somehow you knew when I was with you, when we were with you, that is how much we loved you. We were prepared to die for you.
于是这保罗说呢我和你们在一起的时候你知道我如此的爱你们我们是准备为你们而死。
And verse 8 ends with, because you had become so dear to us.
这个第八节最后说呢因为你们是我所亲爱的。
So the question now is this, how is the work of God going to be done successfully?
问题是这样的,神的工是怎么样可以成功的做成?
Chapter 1 says, when the people hear it, they are going to respond according to truth and with zeal.
因为第一节说呢,当人听到的时候,他们要以那个热情和有负责任的方式来回应。
But chapter 2 is that when the preachers preach it, they are going to preach it with a true devotion of love and not with all the bad reasons why other people do things. They're going to do it because they love God and they love the people they're ministering the word to.
第二章是讲的当一个讲道的人他传道的时候呢他要带着奉献的和爱的精神把神的真理讲出来他们要讲的是所有的都是带着爱而不是带着其他的一些不好的动机来讲。
So the question is, how could you prove that you really did love these people that much?
你问题是你怎么能够证明你真的这么爱这些人呢?
So, Paul says, in verse 9, he says, surely you remember, brothers, our toil and hardship. We worked day, night and day in order not to be a burden to anyone while we preached the gospel of God to you.
第九节使徒保罗继续说弟兄们你们纪念我们的辛苦劳碌昼夜工作传神的福音给你们 免得叫你们一人受累。
He said, how can we prove that we're not in this in order to get something from you?
因为他说我怎么能够证明我们给你们传道是不是说要从你们那里拿到一些东西呢？
He said, this is how we'll prove it. We will refuse to take anything from you.
这就是我们怎么去证明，我们拒绝从你们那里拿任何东西。
Now that's not terribly difficult if you've got some other way of getting along.
因为这个不是很困难的，如果你有其他的方式能够去做的话。
When I was living in Germany during that time that I just told you about, I used to go and preach in many different places.
因为他告诉他当时在德国的时候，他当刚才告诉过我们，他通常呢去不同的地方去讲道。
And sometimes they would say to me, listen, we were glad that you came to preach. We want to give you some money.
有时候他们跟我说呢，就我们非常高兴你来讲道，我们可以给你一些钱。
And I would say to them, well, that's very good, but really, you know, I don't need the money. I'm being paid a lot of money by my company to be here, and so I don't need your money.
因为我说那个非常好，非常好，如果你能给我钱，但是呢，我不能接受这个钱，因为我到这里来，我的公司已经给付给我了很多的钱，所以呢，我不需要你付钱给我。
But that wasn't the way it was with the Apostle Paul.
因为这就是使徒保罗他那么做的。
The Apostle Paul said this, I need your money, but I won't take it. So instead of taking your money, I'm going to go to work tonight so that I can preach to you tomorrow.
因为使徒保罗呢他跟他的情况不一样，他就说呢，尽管我需要钱，但是我不会拿你的钱，我会今天晚上出去工作，工作完了以后呢，明天来呢，我有钱了，我再来给你们讲道。
And I think they probably said to Paul, Paul, if you were to take our money, you wouldn't have to stay up all night, you could go to sleep.
所以他们会跟他说呢，保罗啊，如果你拿我们给你们的给你的钱，你就不用晚上去工作了，晚上你可以睡觉了。
Paul said, I've got to prove to you that I'm preaching this to you truthfully, not for myself. I'm doing this for you, and the proof is going to be I will work all night so that I'll have food tomorrow rather than take some money from you. I want to prove to you that my message is from a loving heart of a loving God, not because I want something from you.
因为保罗，使徒保罗说呢，我要这个，我要证明给你们看。我给你们传道呢，并不是想从你们那里拿点什么，从你们那里拿点钱。我就是说，晚上我要去工作，工作，然后我自己可以喂饱自己，然后我再来给你们传道。我给你们传道是完全出于一种神里面的爱心，我要把神的真理传给我，传给你们，而不是想从你们那里索取一点什么东西。
Do you admire Paul?
你尊敬使徒保罗吗？
If Paul were to come to Vancouver, would you go to hear him?
如果使徒保罗来到温哥华讲道，你会去听吗？
You say yes. If Paul were to come to Vancouver, would you believe him?
如果使徒保罗来到温哥华，你会相信他吗？
And you say, yeah, I'd believe a man like that.
你说我相信一个像这样的人。
All right. Verse 10. Paul says, you are witnesses, and so is God, of how holy, righteous, and blameless we were among you who believe. Three things about them.
第十节说呢，我们向你们信主的人是何等圣洁、公义、无可指摘， 有你们做见证，有神做见证。这里面讲到三件事。
Number one, they were holy. That is that they were like God, like Jesus, when they were amongst them.
第一个呢，他们是圣洁的，就是说，他是使徒保罗在他们中间的时候呢，他们像神，像我们的主耶稣基督。
They were righteous. They did only the right things.
他们是公义的，因为他们只做正确的事。
And they were blameless. They made sure that nobody could say, that was wrong, Paul. That was wrong, Silas. You shouldn't have done that. No, says Paul, Silas, Timothy. We're not going to do the bad things either.
因为他们是无可指摘的，就没有人可以跟使徒保罗说，保罗这件事你不该做，希拉这件事你不该做。实际上，使徒保罗、希拉和提摩太说，我们不要做那些让人指摘的事。
Verse 11 says, For you know that we dealt with each of you as a father deals with his own children.
就是意思说你们也晓得我们怎样劝勉你们，安慰你们，嘱咐你们个人，好像父亲待自己的儿女一样。
So, Paul dealt with them as a father in verse 11.
因为实际上在11节里保罗呢自己当成他们的父亲。
And he dealt with them like a mother in verse 7.
在这七节里呢，他对待他们就像一个母亲对待他们一样。
And so he says of many, including Timothy himself, he says, you are my son. Paul dealt with those that he spoke to as their father, as their mother, and he cared for them completely.
使徒保罗跟他们说呢，你们包括提摩太，他说你们是我的儿子，我就像你们的母亲，像你们的父亲那样去照顾你们。
And what did he do as a result of that? Verse 12, he was encouraging, he was comforting, he was urging them to live lives worthy of God.
因为他这么做的目的呢，就是要叫你们行事对得起，那招你们进他国，得他荣耀的神。
I think if I had been writing this, I would have used one word only. I would have said encouraging.
因为我就如果我写这些经文，我就只用一个词，这个词就是说鼓励你们。
But Paul says, you know, that's a very important part of my work. It isn't just that I encourage, I also come along and I comfort. Because there are times when people need to be encouraged and they, other times they just need to be comforted and just told how much God loves them.
实际上呢，在这个里面呢，保罗说呢，在我不但要鼓励你们，还要安慰你们。实际上很多情况下人他是需要安慰的。
Then he says, and I urge them to go forward. I don't understand all the distinctions there, but if Paul were with you, he would be with you as a coach.
因为实际上他接着讲呢，他说我要嘱咐你们，嘱咐你们实际上呢，在使徒保罗跟他们一起工作的时候呢，就像一个教练一样去跟他们。
I'm not really sure how coaches treat their, what's the word I want now? How coaches treat their students or their athletes.
因为我不知道那个教练怎么样对待他的学生或者说他的运动员。
About all I ever got from my coaches was patience.
所以呢，我所知道的所有的教练呢，他就是要有耐心。
I was never a really good athlete, and my coaches never encouraged me to do much better. I think they probably realized there wasn't much hope.
因为我不是一个很好的运动员，我的教练呢，也从来没有鼓励我去做一个好的运动员。我认为，在我的教练认为我没有什么希望。
But they were patient with me, patient enough to let me continue to play the game.
因为他们对我非常有耐心，有这样耐心呢，让我可以继续的去完成那个运动。
Now Paul says, I wasn't that kind of a coach. When I was with you, I encouraged you to go on for God to great things. I comforted you when you needed comfort, but then after the comfort, I urged you to get going again.
因为使徒保罗说我不是那样的一个教练，我是首先我劝勉你们，劝勉你们呢，要安慰你们。安慰你们以后呢，我要敦促你们，嘱咐你们，让你们继续的去完成这个运动。
Paul could see in the Thessalonians, he could see the great potential they had to be outstanding men and women for God.
于是他把他能够看清他们，看清他们的内在内在的潜力，他们有潜力成为。杰出的属神的人和,
So we probably got four things here that Paul was.
因为我们可能有这里有四件事是保罗在做的。
Verse 7 says he was a mother. Is that right?
第七节说呢，他是一个母亲，这是的吗？
Yes, verse 7, he was a mother.
是的，他是一个母亲。
And then the other verse we just read says he was a father.
另外一个呢,
That's verse 11.
我们读到呢就说他是一个父亲，这是在第十一节。
Now, the authorized version, I don't think it talks about a mother. I think it says that he was a nurse among them.
Yeah. 所以他认为那个国王钦定版讲到的呢他不是讲到一个母亲，而是讲到是一个护士。
Somebody, where would that word nurse be? I don't find it.
Nurse is in verse 7.
Verse 7?
Yeah, but we were gentle among you, even as a nurse.
Okay, I'm reading the wrong chapter. No wonder I can't find it. Verse 7. Yeah. That's right. You, even as a nurse. So, Paul was a mother, a father, a nurse, and then in verse 12, he is a coach, a good coach, both of the athlete, maybe of the artist, maybe of the musician. He was a very good coach, and he encouraged them to keep going.
于实际上我们讲到保罗他是个母亲是个父亲是个护士在第十一节里我们讲到他呢使徒保罗实际上是一个很好的教练他不管是运动的教练还是音乐的教练他会鼓励他们劝勉他们继续往前行
And he's a coach because as verse 12 ends God calls us into his kingdom and glory
因为他是这样一个教练呢所以可以让神招他进他国的时候得是荣耀的神。
Okay, that's very encouraging. We get to go into God's kingdom.
这是非常令人鼓舞的我们要进入神的国。
And because we're working and looking forward to God's kingdom, we are very encouraged. We're not too worried about this kingdom.We're going to another kingdom, and that's wonderful.
因为我们要进神的国呢，所以我们非常受到鼓舞，因为我们不担心这个现在的国，我们要去的是。
He says, I want you to be better than that. I want you to know that if you start going to God's kingdom, you will get God's glory.
但是呢，我要鼓励你们，如果你们准备好去神的国的话呢，你将得到神的荣耀。
So there's a man, I'll tell you a story about, who lived in Scotland quite a few years ago.
有一个人呢，我告诉过你们，他在很多年前他住在苏格兰。
He said, I wonder what I can do for God. He said, actually, I'm really just a pretty good coach.
但是我不知道我能为神做什么，但是我是一个很好的教练。
He knew how to play soccer.
他知道怎么踢足球。
And so he decided, I'm going to get some boys from our neighborhood together, and I'm going to teach them how to play soccer.
所以他决定呢，在他邻居中呢，聚集一些孩子，教他们怎么样踢足球。
And so he got them together, they formed a soccer team, and he said, now boys, I want to teach you how to play soccer, but mostly I want to teach you all about the Lord Jesus.
因为他把那些孩子召集在一起，然后成立了一个足球队，然后在刚开始他跟他们说呢，我会教你们怎么踢足球，但是更多的我要告诉你们，我们的主耶稣基督。
And the gospel.
因为在他同一段时间，他教他们踢足球和圣经。
After a while, they became a very, very good soccer team.
过了一段时间以后呢，他们这个足球队成了一个非常好的足球队。
And they won lots of games and probably some trophies as well.
因为他们呢，得到了很多，赢了很多的比赛，甚至得到了一些奖杯。
But at the same time he taught them soccer, he taught them the Bible.
在他教他们踢足球的同时呢，也教他们圣经。
Four of those men became missionaries.
其中的四个人最后成为了宣教士。
One of them was a great missionary to the Chinese.
其中一个呢，就是一个非常有名的宣教士，他是去了中国。
And he served the Lord in a powerful way in Malaysia, in Taiwan, and in Hong Kong.
实际上他服侍主以一种很大能的方式，在马来西亚、香港还有台湾。
And when he came to Vancouver, he preached at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel.We were happy when he was here.
当他来到温哥华的时候呢，他在十六届教会呢讲道，我们非常高兴他能来讲。
Now Paul says, I was with you as a coach, and I was encouraging you, and I was comforting you, and I was urging you to carry on, and you became an outstanding church for God.
因为使徒保罗说呢，我跟你在你们身上做工，就像一个教练一样，首先劝勉你们，安慰你们，然后敦促你们个人，然后你们就继续前行，最后你们都成为属神的杰出的一批人。
So what have we learned in Thessalonians so far?
在提撒罗尼迦，我们到目前为止我们学到了什么呢？
Well, we've learned how to be good hearers of the gospel the way the Thessalonians were.
我们学到了怎么样去听，就像那个帖撒罗尼迦人，他们是很好的听众。
And we're learning how to be good teachers of the gospel, as Paul and Silas and Timothy were.
因为我们也学会怎么样作为一个教圣经的老师，就像使徒保罗、希拉和提摩太那样。
All right, now verse 13 says, "And we also thank God continually because." When you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it not as the word of man, but as it actually is the word of God, which is at work in you who believe.
第三节说，为此我们也不住地感谢神，因为你们听见我所传的神的道，既就领受了，不以为是人的道，乃以为是神的道。这道实在是神的，并且运行在你们信主的人心中。
So the story is God preached it, sorry, Paul preached it as the only word of God. He delivered it in such a way as to prove that it was the word of God and not himself, and consequently they believed it.As the word of God. They didn't say Paul's a phony. They didn't say Paul's deluded. They didn't say Paul is compromised. They said Paul is right. He's only right. And we're going to serve with that diligence.
因为使徒保罗他只传神的道，只将神的道，然后他证明了这是神道，然后呢，他把所有的道传给他们以后，证明了以后呢，那些人就信了，然后呢，信了以后呢，那些人呢，就说呢，保罗他不是一个骗子，他也不是一个那种来欺骗我们的，所以他是那个可以信任的人。
So verse 14 says, "For you brothers became imitators of God's churches in Judea, which are in Christ Jesus. You suffered from your own countrymen the same things those churches suffered from the Jews."
第四节说，弟兄们，你们曾效法犹太中在基督耶稣里神的各教会，因为你们也受了本地人的苦害，像他们受了犹太人的苦害一样。
So they became the same kind of churches as the churches in Jerusalem had been.
因为帖撒罗尼迦人成了一个在耶路撒冷的神的教会一样的教会。
Now the question is, what kind of a person should you and I be? And second question, what kind of a church should we be collectively?
因为这问题呢，就是第一个问题就是你和我应该成为什么样的人，第二个问题呢，就是我们现在的教会应该成为一个什么样的教会。
The answer is very simple. I would like to be like Jesus, and I would like our assembly to be like the assembly God wants us to be.
答案非常简单，我想要像主耶稣那样。 我们教会要想成为神想要他的教会的那样的教会。
And that's very good, but that isn't exactly the way it was in Thessalonica.
这是非常好的，但这确实是当时在帖撒罗尼迦的教会的情况。
Paul basically says, you were a great people because as individuals, you followed me. And Silas and Timothy, they followed those men as the men followed Jesus.
使徒保罗说呢，你们是非常好的，你们作为个人来说呢，你们跟随了我，跟随希拉，跟随提摩太，你们跟随那些跟随神的人。
Now verse 14 says, you brothers became imitators of God's churches in Judea. They didn't just say, what should I be, what should we be like as far as Jesus is concerned. They said, the churches in Judea are like Jesus. That's what we want to be like.
这里讲的呢，他就说呢，你们现在效法在基督耶稣里的神的各教会，就是在犹太的教会里面。 他说呢，你们实际上你们从主耶稣基督的那个观点去看，就是说你们不是只是效法他们在犹太的那些教会，是因为犹太的教会是像主耶稣基督的教会。So
when we were little children, we were told that we were supposed to act like Jesus.
当完这个小孩的时候呢，我们被告知我们要像主耶稣基督那样去行动。
And we would say, well, how did Jesus act?
我就说主耶稣基督他怎么行动呢?
They would say, well, Jesus acted just like we act.
就是主耶稣基督就像我们这样去行动。
So my father said to me, you act like I act, and when I act like Jesus, you'll be acting like Jesus. You follow me the same way as I follow Jesus.
所以我父亲说，那如果你像我这样去行为，你就会，我像主耶稣那样行为。你效法我的行为呢，就是效法主耶稣的行为。最后，你就会成为那主耶稣基督那样的人。
Of course, in order to do that, he had to act like Jesus.
所以呢，必须呢，如果这样去做的话，他我父亲首先必须像。 主耶稣那样行为。
And so it was easy for us to follow Jesus because all we had to do was act like our mommy and daddy.
因为这个呢是非常容易的。如果说我们是跟随主耶稣的话，只是跟随我们的父母那样去做的话。
Now, after a long time, we read our Bible enough to know how Jesus acted, and we could act independently. But we had to start, and we started by following our parents.
因为我们读了圣经以后呢，读了很长一段以后呢，我们理解了以后，我们可以自己去跟随主耶稣。但在这之前呢，我们必须跟随我们的父母，像他们那样去做。
But we went to the chapel often enough. We went to Sunday school. We went to children's meetings. We went to the other meetings of the chapel. We got to realize how many people acted like the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we had to follow them too.
因为当我们开始呢，就去参加主日学，参加儿童的圣经学习，参加其他的所有的教会的活动和学习，但是呢，我们就发现很多人他们都像主耶稣基督那样去行为，所以我们也要效法他们，那些效法主耶稣基督的那些人。
And so when I was a boy growing up, I used to say, when I grow up, I want to be able to preach like Mr. So-and-so.
因为当时我是一个小男孩说是，当我长大的时候呢，我还像一个那个某某某某那样去讲道。
And I would say, I want to chair a meeting like the another Mr. So-and-so. He did really good job when he had to chair a meeting.
因为呢，我说呢，当我开始主持一个会议的时候，我要像另外一个 Mr. 什么什么那样的人去主持，因为他的会议主持得非常。
And I want to be able to sing like Mr. So-and-so. He was a different brother in the assembly.
因为我家像另外一个弟兄那样去唱歌，他是另外在教会里是不同的一个弟兄。
And so we became followers of many people in the assembly, as well as following the assembly as a whole. They were an excellent example to us. And we said, by the grace of God, we are going to follow them.
所以呢，我们当时在教会里有很多人，我们需要去效法去跟随，因为他们是非常好的，所以我们藉着神的恩典，我们必须去跟随着他们。
Now there was a difference between me and the Thessalonians.
但和我帖撒罗尼迦人之间有一个区别。
Because I looked at the brothers in the assembly and I said, I want to perform, I want to do, I want to live like them.
因为我看到的教会的弟兄，我要像他们那样去表现，我们要像他们那样去活，我们要像他们那样去信。
But verse 14 says the Thessalonians wanted to follow the church in churches in Judea because they wanted to suffer like they did.
因为这个第十四节说呢，在当时的提斯多尼加想要效法犹太人里面的呢，他也是因为他们的本地呢也受了苦害，就像当时的犹太人在他们本地受的苦害一样。
They didn't have much choice about the suffering, but they did have a choice as to how they were going to respond to the suffering.
所以当你受害的时候，你是没有选择的，但是你可以选择怎么样去回应，怎么样去反应这样一个受害的情况。
And so they said, these people knew how to suffer. They suffered the right way. Our assembly is going to be like their assemblies, and we're going to suffer the way they did. We're not just going to turn and run away. We're not going to compromise because of suffering. We are going to follow them, even if we have to follow them as they suffered for Jesus.
因为他说的这些在犹太的这些教会呢，他们知道他们也受害，他们知道怎样受害，他们知道怎样正确的去反应，怎样正确的去做，在受害的过程中，所以我们也要效法他们那种受害的方式，这样呢，我们在受害的时候就不至于被跌倒，所以呢，我们也要效法他们为主耶稣而受害的那样一个态度和方式。
All right, so we've read enough in Thessalonians to end up with two convictions. Number one, the Thessalonians were a great people because they believed God.
因为我们读了帖撒罗尼迦以后呢，我们确信了两件事，相信了一个呢，
Number two,
相信神呢，他们是神。
And Silas and Timothy were a great people because they also believed God enough to lead the way they should lead.
第二件呢，使得保罗、希拉还有提摩太，他们都是很好的神的属神的人，他们是信神的人，他们知道怎么样去引导属神的人的那个方式。
So what does the word Thessalonica mean?
你这个提摩太尼迦的意思是什么呢？
What's it mean? V is for victory. That's what it means. Okay, and they were a victorious people because they believed God and they lived what they believed. Victory. Yes.
第一个呢，就是V 代表胜利。他们呢，因为他们相信神，他们相信神，他们活出了一个得胜的方式。他们是得胜的基督徒。
All right, so that's maybe a place where we can leave our study for today. We'll come back to verse 15 next week. Any comment before we go now? Just a couple of minutes.
今天呢，我们就停在这里。下次我们来学十五节，在我们还有几分钟，在结束之前，有问题和那些你自己的看法，可以现在提出来。
A question or a comment?
有问题或者你自己的想法。
Can I have a question?
Yeah, Sandy.
麻烦你帮我问一下，他要怎么看？就是职业传道人，因为他们没有设置这个，是不是可以生日式的传道？就是说他们是不是要这
个 ？OK， 你就是说
？Did you get any of that, Roy?
Yeah, I didn't get some comfort with her. 所以你说的意思就是说那些职业的传道人怎么去看待他把传道作为一个职业而不去做工作，是不是这个意思？ OK， So I think Sandy said how do you think about that some preachers to just use preacher as a career that they don't have to work, so
Well, the apostle Peter, he'd been a fisherman, but when he served the Lord, he stopped his fishing. The apostle Paul was a preacher. He didn't completely stop making tents, but he did a lot of other preaching as well. The key is,we've got to make sure that we're not preaching for money. We're preaching for the Lord Jesus. Doesn't mean to say that the person who takes money is wrong, but he doesn't do it in order to take money.
他说呢，彼得呢，他当时呢，他跟随了主耶稣以后，他以前是个渔民，他跟随主耶稣以后呢，就不做渔民的事呢，就一直跟着主耶稣基督去传道。但是呢，使徒保罗呢，他并没有完全停止工作，他还在做他的那个帐篷。实际上呢，他说这个关键的问题就是说，要确保你去传道不是为了钱，但是呢，你收钱是没有错的，但是就是说你不是为了钱而去传道，这个是主要的一点，要把这个搞清楚。
Many people reject the truth of God, saying all the Christians are hypocrites. They're just in it for the money.
所以很多人呢，他们拒绝相信主呢，他们说呢，所有的基督徒呢都是假冒伪善的，他们作为基督徒只是为了赚钱。
Paul said, I'm not going to give occasion to that kind of argument.I'm not going to let them be able to say he's in it for the money because I'm not going to take the money from those I'm preaching to at this time.
因为使徒保罗说呢，我不想给他们那些人任何的借口，说我传道就是为了钱，所以我要证明这一点呢，我就是不去收任何人的钱，这样呢，他们就不会那么去想。
So that's not a full answer to your question, Sonny. There's lots more to that question. We've just got to make sure that the accusation is never leveled against us. We don't want them to say, all we want is your money.
因为对Sonny 这个问题呢并不是全部的答案，可以有很多的方式来回答你这个问题。但是呢，我们的就是要确保，就是说我们不要给任何人找到任何借口，就是说我们传道就是为了他们的钱，我们就是想要他们给我们钱，我们就做基督徒就是想赚钱，传道就是想赚钱。
All right, our time is gone, so we'll leave it there. We'll carry on next week. By the grace of God, we're going to learn how to be victorious Christians from our study in Thessalonians.
因为时间也到了，我们就停在这里。然后呢，我们记着神的恩典。我希望我们能够从帖撒罗尼迦这封信里学到怎样成为得胜的基督徒。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you for these outstanding examples that you have given us in the Bible.
主啊，我们非常感恩您在圣经里给我们这样一些杰出的榜样。
And as we look at Paul and Silas and Timothy, we say, Lord, they were truly outstanding men. We honor them.
因当我们看到使徒保罗、希拉、提摩太的时候呢，我们说他们是杰出属神的杰出的人，我们尊敬他们。
And Lord, we would like to be like them. So help us, we pray, to be like them.
主啊，我们想要像他们那样，所以我们祷告祈求您帮助我们成为他们那样的人。
We just commit ourselves to you now. We thank you so much for what you've done for us. Help us to live for the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为我们非常感恩将我们自己交到您的手里，我们非常感恩您跟我们所做的一切，请帮助我们成为像主耶稣基督那样的人。
We give thanks now in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名献上感恩。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.